What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester in the house. What's up, Cookie?
Hey, hey, hey.
How you doing today?
All right.
And Jasmine's here. What's up, dude?
What up?
How you feeling tonight? Now you're feeling three good. Hours. You're 3 hours ahead of us. Been a long day,
yeah.
Huh? Right?
Yeah.
So
hanging in there.
Well, that's good to hear. I think the rest of us are trying to do the same, right? I
mean, yeah, catch up. We're trying to catch up.
It's Tuesday.
The night is young, guys.
Right, it's Tuesday, right?
Yep.
All right, it's
That's
Tuesday.
What my watch says.
Chitty Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, which means no bathroom selfies tomorrow.
Please. Exactly. Forever.
at least not with the toilet seat up. Just have some courtesy. Put that thing down.
It's gross.
You know, it's like I know Taco Tuesday is tempting, and the bathroom selfie afterwards also tempting. Been there, done that, but I had the decency to lower
I got the Christmas card lid.
Or flush the fucking toilet.
Courtesy flush.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, speaking of the
we're in a drought. I will have you know.
That's still no reason not to lower the lid. I got the Christmas card. Speaking of Christmas cards, the Cookie was in one of the funniest ones, or is going to be in one of the funniest ones that I'm going to remember. There's a picture of Mr. Fix-It, or I mean, Mr. Mix-It, and his wife. Taking a picture at a family Christmas get-together, and Cookie is in the background, like, peeking through, like, poking through one of the windows, like, photobombing them. And so I was going to put on there, you know, Merry Christmas from Cookie and send that out to the family.
You're welcome.
And use that as the invite for, you know, for our Christmas dinner, which is usually at my house.
Please do. Please do.
So I got to get that picture again. No, I have it. I still have it. I saw it a couple weeks ago, and I was looking through stuff. And I started laughing all over again. That was, like, one of the best photo bombs ever.
I want to see that. I want to relive that.
All right. So gonna go ahead and get into some of the stuff that we were gonna have planned for the show here. And last week was kind of rough for music. We lost Chester Bennington, lead singer of Linkin Park, great musician, great vocalist, huge following, a lot of powerful lyrics, a lot of good music came out. I know Linkin Park was one of the inspirations that I followed when I was first starting music, and I like their sound. I like a lot of the stuff that they did, and it helped open some new doors for me personally as a musician, some stuff that I hadn't tried yet, things that, you know, were, you know, good to experiment with. And
drugs?
Right? You know, no, that was... Weed was way before that.
Ah, got you.
It's a performance enhancer.
It always is. It always is.
So if you're out there listening, you weren't a big alternative rock fan, don't know who Chester Bennington is, he was the lead singer of Linkin Park, was most notable. But just a little background about him. He was born March 20th, 1976, so he was 41 years old when he died. His parents were divorced when he turned 11, which led to some drug abuse problems. And his dad was a detective with, I guess, specializing in child sex abuse cases. And he worked a lot of overtime, worked double shifts, which is kind of ironic because if one of the other things about him is that he was molested as a kid from the time he was like 17 till the time he was 13 by an older male friend. And it just kind of seems ironic that, you know, his dad, that was his specialty, and that, you know, in finding stuff like that and preventing things like that. And it was happening, you know, to a member of his own family.
Irony.
Right. And the other thing is, once, you know, Chester finally did say, you know, in the end, who did, you know, who it was, and, you know, kind of told, you know, people about it, and they opened a case, but then after it was found out that the guy that was, you know, abusing Chester was also at the same time being abused himself. So basically just doing all like
cycle. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. Huh. So yeah, once Chester found that out, they closed the case and stopped pursuing anything like that, you know? Also, another interesting fact, he worked at Burger King when he first started his music career. And like other, you know, great musicians, they had to do a lot of side
food
jobs.
Industry.
Right?
Yeah. I love the Whopper.
So that would be a kind of cool fact if somebody could tell us which Burger King Chester worked at. That would be kind of cool. I wouldn't mind making a road trip there and seeing, like,
right?
Having a Whopper.
Just hanging out there.
Right. And music was something that he used as a coping mechanism, and music and art. And so there was a lot of good music in there. He was in, a few different bands. He started off back in the early to mid-90s in a band called Grey Days. He was the lead vocalist, and if you haven't heard Grey Days, you can catch them on YouTube. There's different parts of their music on there, and it sounds very similar to kind of like STP and old Linkin Park. He has a like one of those voices that's like works really really well for like that certain like genre. And I think he was fortunate to stay in bands that kind of suited his vocal stylings.
Right.
He was also in Dead by Sunrise, the band that he formed with basically it was Orgy minus Jay Gordon.
Okay.
So, and again, that was very like old Linkin Park, STP style, or I guess new Linkin Park too, like the Hunting Party. It kind of seemed like they went back to their, where they started, and the music was heavier. And because before that, then they, you know, it was like, Minutes to Midnight, and they started going more pop. And there was a couple albums that I was a huge Linkin Park fan, but there was a couple albums where I was like,
whoa, what's going on?
Right. Like, what the hell is this? I'm like, this is Linkin Park? Are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah. Well, hey, to each their own, but Jesus Christ.
That happens with a lot of bands, though, I notice.
Right? Let's put it this way. Hybrid Theory went 3 times diamond. And to get a diamond record, you need to sell 10 million units of verifiable units. So Hybrid Theory, the first album that they did, that they released as Linkin Park, sold 30 million copies worldwide. And so changing the formula after, it's like, oh, we just sold 30 million copies. That. Let's go ahead and change the formula. And we're just going to do it like that because we want to. I mean, again, more power to you, but I'm like, you just sold 30 million copies for doing you. Like, do you again. Right. And the follow-up album was...
I do
was...
me and I get nothing.
Well, try doing it with a guitar.
Maybe I do me and I just make a big fucking mess.
Right? Yeah, seriously.
Well, try doing it with somebody rich.
I want to do it and get a diamond. Shit.
Right.
Rich people have diamonds.
Yes.
I think maybe.
Downloading Sugar Daddy app right now.
Hey, you know what? Pepper was on sugardaddies.com for a minute until she got lazy or forgot her password.
Was it the ghost?
It was probably penis. Penis 83. No, wait, that's mine. Damn it.
Hers is Pickle Liquor 69, I think.
Nope, also mine.
Well, so remember to change your password after the show.
Fuck. Let me go on unemployment real quick.
And another thing too is he was a huge, huge Stone Temple Pilots fan, and he ended up in 2013 being Mr. 12 Steps' replacement. For those of you that aren't acquainted with Stone Temple Pilots, Mr. 12 Step would be Scott Weiland. And so once they ousted him for his their creative differences, as they called him.
Go on.
drug abuse.
Ugh. typical.
He spent more time in rehab than he did in his own house. I mean, like, you know, great that he was trying to get help, but like, fucking how many times you got
to have you been to Passages Malibu? Very nice. Very nice.
I mean, he should have just got a job there if he wanted to, like, spend so much time there. But, yeah, so he got to be the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots, which was one of his dreams when he, you know, first started music and he was, like, a young kid or a teenager. And he got to do that, and just being a musician and getting the chance to do that, it – the last person I can remember doing that was the guy from Journey, right?
Steve Perry?
No, not Steve Perry. The Filipino guy that replaced him.
Fuck him.
Oh, fuck. I forgot his name. I'm supposed to know this.
Isn't it your brother, Jasmine?
Right?
Fuck, what is his name?
Origami?
Origami.
Is it Arnold or something? Does that sound right? Arnell? Arnell Pineda or something like that?
You're making, I think, up that's stuff name now.
She's just throwing out random Filipino names because we don't know any better. We're like, yeah, that sounds like it.
It's Lumpia something.
I'm supposed to know this, but God damn it.
Check your phone contacts.
I've been out in the boonies for too long. It's like rubbing off on
I rubbed on off me. On you once.
Was it nice?
It was all right. It was all right. Burned a little. Thought it was pepper.
Maybe you rubbed up on the wrong one then. Maybe it was pepper.
Damn it.
Oh, well, that explains the herpes.
It really does. It really does. I've got this huge one right on my forehead. Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
So it's just like... going back to the whole STP thing, and, you know, like, imagine you're, you know, you have this band that you love, or this, you know, act that you imagine fronting, and, you're singing along with them in the car, you know, you see them in concert, and it's just like, wow, I wish I was there doing that, and to be able to do that after, you know, working that hard to get there, and I think that's just that's incredible. I mean, 30 million albums, you know, sold, or 30 million copies sold worldwide. That's awesome. But
do you think that was on his bucket list?
As a musician, I'm pretty sure it's on everybody's bucket list. If you're a musician, you're in a band, yeah, it's on your bucket list. That's pretty much a guarantee. I mean, there's
people.
You got
to cross that one out.
Right? There's people out there that, you know, do it for, you know, just for the enjoyment of doing music. And, you know, I'm one of those people that just does it just because I like it. I mean, there was a point where.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. There was, because we haven't made a fucking dime. There was a point, yeah, where we wanted to, you know, make it rich and famous. And don't get me wrong, if somebody's going to offer me, you know, a ton of money to play music for a living, I'm not going to turn it down. But if that day never comes, I still get to enjoy playing music. And that's why I still do it. And so I think that the millions sold was cool, but to actually front the band that you were like, damn, I've liked them since I was a kid. I've wanted to front that band since I was a kid. I think that's probably like the greater of the two achievements. True. So, yeah, I mean, it just kind of sad the way it ended, with Chris Cornell passing and, you know, committing suicide like 2 months before, and then Chester, you know, all those fans, all those people looking up to him, all those people that, you know, they've they've influenced, that they've helped save in some way or help with their music, and they still felt alone. I mean, Cookie and I were watching a couple interviews with Chester, yes, and, you know, just in February of 2017 when a few months just, you know, before he died, and it just kind of seemed like, you know, now, like hindsight 2020, yeah, this guy said it himself, like, it's hard to be me, I need help, and it's something that I guess ultimately he felt too alone in the end, and it, you know, despite all those millions of people that around him, I guess it goes to show you that only you really can make yourself happy.
And in the end, it doesn't really matter.
No, I guess it didn't. You know, not the millions, not the big houses and the cars and the, you know, millions of fans worldwide. In the end,
yeah,
he was the only one that, you know, it mattered if it made him happy or not, and he didn't. So it's sad.
Chester, you know, yep, had a molester.
Yep, he did. And it was funny because we were watching...
Inappropriate.
We were... too soon. No,
not soon enough.
Sorry.
We were watching one of the...
I was holding that back for so long. I had to just, it's going to come out.
And it
usually
does.
Myself
from doing it. Rest in peace.
We were watching a video earlier, or one of the DVDs, and he was actually wearing a shirt that said Chester the Molester.
Shut the hell
yeah,
up.
He was. It was.
That's awesome.
One of the Linkin Park DVDs, the first DVD that they released for Hybrid Theory album, it was called Pancake Fest Frat Party at the Pancake Festival or something like that. Yeah. And, so there's all of the videos from the first album were on there, and then they am doing a fan signing, and that's what's on there is him wearing a shirt that it says Chester the Molester and, like, eating some waffle thing or whatever, but he's, like, posing with it. So, but yeah, he's going to be missed, and sad ending to a really, really great career. Would have liked to see more of, you know, their music and more of the stuff that they, you know, that they were going to put out and produce. And it's just kind of sad that, you know, he went out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money doesn't buy happiness, but I'd sure like to find out.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it could rent it for a while, which I think I'd be cool with.
Exactly.
I mean, not having any money for, you know, a long time. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I.
Yeah. I'd like to test that theory.
Right. I wouldn't mind putting it through its paces. And it's like, have you ever seen anybody frown on a wave runner like Daniel Tosh said? But he's right, though.
Seriously.
That was the same stand-up where he was like, a homeless person should be happier than me. I saw one skipping once, or start to skip, and then a bottle hit him right in the dome. Yeah, I threw it. Why should he be happier than me? I'm rich. So,
guess who's in the house?
So, speaking of waffles.
Go on.
Well, this is more like brownies, though.
Blech.
Brownies are good, too. Special kind?
Apparently, there was this mom that revealed she used breast milk to make brownies for the bake sale at school.
Still waiting to hear the problem.
Did they sell out?
So, here's the thing. She posted on Facebook. She goes, hi. Let me try for the third time now, stupid Facebook. I need some advice. I made brownies for my school bake sale that had breast milk in them. I didn't have time to run to the store and didn't think it was a big deal. Some of those kids could use the nutrition, let's be honest, and it wasn't even that much. One of the other moms found out and are blowing it way out of proportion. I don't know what to do. Any suggestions? So she posted this thing, and apparently it got a lot of attention from people. I mean, this shit is illegal.
What? Why is breast milk illegal? Breast milk brownies sound awesome.
Yes, in
but
theory,
I'm
they
saying
do sound.
They're bodily fluids, so it's actually illegal to distribute your bodily fluids,
I think,
like blood,
it can carry,
urine,
like,
or what have you.
Doesn't it, like, if she had, like, an STD or something like that, and they could be carried through breast milk. I mean,
they
I bet they tasted delicious, you know? I'm willing to take that chance.
Believe me, breast milk is
well, was she
delicious.
Dirty?
Is there a picture of her?
Does she have herpes?
It doesn't say.
Does she have AIDS? Well, I mean, if she doesn't have herpes or she doesn't have AIDS,
I really don't see the issue.
Right?
Well, I don't think you could get AIDS. I mean, you could get AIDS through the breast milk, but herpes.
There's only one way to find out. Make us some brownies, pepper.
Breast milk is actually good. Have you ever tasted it? It's really good. It's so good.
I haven't tasted it in a long, long time.
It's very sweet.
Yes, this is true.
Not I prefer my white Russians with breast milk.
Not since I was a kid.
I was told it tastes like condensed milk.
It's like milk with sugar to me. Like,
yeah,
it's
like
really
sweet.
It's really good.
Milk.
I like it. I'm like, where can I buy that? I'm going to go get pregnant again just to get my milk.
But I ran out of water, so I'm going to substitute it with my urine.
I know. One's enough.
Right?
Too many.
Oh, my God. The Antichrist.
So I think so long as she's free of drugs and diseases and the brownies did taste good, which they sound like they would.
Yeah.
What's the fucking problem?
None.
Milk is milk.
Got That's milk? Yeah. Exactly.
Right?
I'm lactose. I can't have them anyway.
Aw. I don't think breast milk will do that to you, though.
Well, man cans don't produce breast milk, so you're safe.
Hey, no. Actually, if you stimulate nipples enough, you can produce milk.
Challenge accepted.
As long as there's stimulation, yes. Yes, I can milk you, Jester.
What the fuck?
Guys can't produce. How do they produce milk?
Because guys
have
mammary glands.
Well, if you grab the thing
and
you start stroking it.
No, but we get milk because
I know. I only know how to produce milk out of me one way.
Oh, my God.
We get milk.
That's
oh, my gosh.
Protein shake.
Yeah.
I'm about to get really scientific about this now. We women produce milk because of hormones and everything else, but given the right stimulation, I bet she can milk a male.
No way. I'm still trying to get some out of me. I want that taste.
Here, let me
really
help
good.
You. Let me give you a hand.
Help me. Milk me. Milk me.
You're welcome.
You didn't hear me a while ago. I said I was going to go make lemonade, but I ran out of water, so I'm going to substitute it with urine.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking concept.
No, it's not.
Relax,
it's the same concept. It's like, a cup of milk. A cup of my breast milk. I'm gonna fucking use my breast milk instead of regular milk. I guess. I don't know.
They taste similar. Urine does not taste like lemon.
Yeah. No. Nothing like it. No.
Oh, you guys know that from experience. I wouldn't know.
Yes.
I have no idea.
I mean, what? Like, no, that's gross.
That's why I'm not weighing in. I have no idea.
Speaking of,
I'm not.
So,
trying
anyways, that was the article that I ran into. Justin and I were like talking about it yesterday. What was that topic that we were talking about? What type of people do you attract?
Oh,
is there like a certain demographic of people that you tend
above.
To attract?
Mentally unstable?
Yeah, seriously.
Mentally challenged?
Ones with a lot of emotional baggage?
Fuck.
Mommy issues?
I wish I had those kind of
front
problems.
Of the line, please.
Short people?
Yeah.
Crazy. Take a number.
Yeah, a lot of short chicks. Jesus.
Really?
Now that I think about it, yeah.
Well, because you're like a giant.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah.
They're not short. They're probably just normal.
You know, like.
Well, except me, I'm short.
5'6" to like.
That's not short.
4'11".
5'6" is not short.
For
yes,
a girl,
it is.
For a girl, that's not short.
It
that's
is not
like tall.
You are just a giant.
Yeah.
Isn't the average height of like a woman in the U.S. like 5'7", 5'5"? Something like that.
Oh my gosh, that makes me like a midget. No, I cannot.
We didn't
want to
say anything, Jasmine, but yeah.
Well, I'm like
5'4".
Well, no, I believe that I'm actually pretty average in comparison to other.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
4'11".
Oh my God, I'm 5'4".
You're 5'4"?
Yeah.
With or without heels?
Without. With heels, I'm 6 foot. Not just
I know. Sometimes I cheat. I don't know.
I know.
I tend to attract nerdy guys.
Aw, those are cute. I love nerds.
Me too.
And yeah, hairy guys. Yeah. Jesus.
Ew. Gross.
Stop. It's too much right now.
I see the... Though, you, she showed us the last three guys that hit her up on Tinder, and it was like, whoa.
You're like, shaved.
Hairy? I don't think they're hairy. Are you talking about... You're Sasquatch talking about beards. And... You're talking about beards, facial hair. They tend to always have in. Facial hair for some beards reason. I don't know. I'm into Vikings. Leave me alone.
I'm into the brawny paper towel guy.
I'm into young boys.
Yes.
I'm into Mr. Clean.
You still have your anklet on. I wouldn't say that.
I know, right? Shit. No one's fucking the cops called are statutory be pounding rape yet. On the door.
What did the lawyer tell you?
Oh, my God.
Anything incriminating.
As long as I check their ID.
She has like a whole picture file in her phone of like
right?
people's IDs.
I run backgrounds.
The lawyer's business card is just glued to the back of her ID.
It's on you the back of her just turn it phone. Over.
I have one of those ID things on the back of my phone, so I slide it to make sure they're 21 and over.
Like a
can you get one of those?
Square?
Do they make that?
I think so.
Oh,
it's like an attachment
square.
You can
oh my
put
God,
on your phone, I think.
I'm going to check out Costco.
Why? Do you have a young problem too?
Well, no. This is my first time out with a youngin', but I'm just saying. It's not like they're
really?
They're not a teenager.
Right?
They're just...
I have never
they're not in diapers.
Any...
Seriously.
They could read.
It's an 8-year age difference.
Eight? Wow, yeah. Mine's is 13.
Yeah.
This is the first ever 13. I usually do 2 or 3 years or maybe 5, but...
I've dated significantly older.
This is like 13 years. I've never dated older.
Really? Mm-hmm. Try it. It's fun.
No.
What?
I think
really?
I've, I think I went on a
older?
Date with somebody older,
they usually
but it was
have
so
money.
Boring. But they're boring.
And they have their own house.
They want to settle down and get married. I'm like, not yet. Calm down. I just met you. Get you, to know me.
Well, let me finish the appetizer first.
Right? Next time, maybe shoot for under 60. Like,
well, no, like last.
Trying to pull an Anna Nicole Smith,
before,
you got to put in work for that.
Before
and
my
look how
young,
that turned out for her.
Before my young boyfriend, I dated a few times.
I had to pay for things.
No, I don't have to pay for anything. I dated
man,
somebody
that's my fucking life
that was
every goddamn
45.
Day.
45, I think, yeah. 40. See, he was like 9, 10 years older than me, and he was just the same as dating somebody young, immature, like clingy, wanted to settle down. I'm just like, slow your roll.
It's like you're describing me.
I get freaked out. Like,
he wanted a relationship. How dare he?
No,
son of a bitch.
A relationship's fine, but like
what
talking about moving in and let me meet your son and let's get married. Like, no, honey, like, let's let the
I don't even want to meet my son sometimes.
Right? I know. So, yeah.
I brought up the fact that I have a son because I thought that was going to be a deal breaker for you.
I know. I thought he'd run away and be like,
I
oh,
know,
hell.
Right?
Damn it, I hate when a plan doesn't work out.
I know.
Next time I'll tell him I'm Octomom and I have like a lot of kids.
Who's the father? A ghost.
Prove it.
No shit.
Maybe that
he
could
works
be your...
in Brazil.
Maybe oh, that shit. Could be your deal breaker. Who's your baby's daddy? It's a ghost, technically.
Casper?
Who works in Brazil? Well.
Yeah.
So
he runs the ghost train.
Ooh, I'm still waiting
he's
for
the
him.
Conductor.
Isn't that a Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah.
Pepper was his experimental run.
Whatever. He better come back.
So, is that how old is the oldest that you've ever that's ever wanted to date you or that you've ever dated?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I've always attracted young guys like every person that's hit on me or tried to say, hey, how are you? Or can I get your number? Or whatever, wherever I'm at. Like, they've always been younger than me. Like, 24, 25. I've never, no.
Really?
Do people still flirt like that? Hey, can I get your number?
Yes. Like, I literally am, like, running to the market, no makeup, nothing. And they'll be like, oh, you're so pretty. What? You're fucking lying. Have you seen me? Are you sober? I have no makeup on. I'm in my pajamas getting milk for my kid.
Well, if they're trying to hit up at the market.
Stop going to the market in the ghetto then.
Seriously.
7-Eleven is not ghetto, okay?
It's also not a market.
I was under the impression that you were hanging out at the playground for a second.
No, not even. Like, just anywhere. Gas stations. She's all,
they closed that. They closed the playground down.
Why?
Young people, and then they trip out on my age, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't even think that you were that old. You look so young." I'm like, "Stop fucking lying."
Wow.
That's, I'm like, if you want to get in my pants, you just have to say. You don't have to bullshit. You don't have to tell me lies.
And that's basically all it takes, right?
Yes.
Just be straight out.
You want to fuck? Okay.
She's like, sure, why not?
I'll give you a call.
She's only got about 5 minutes.
Right? Let me go home and shower real quick.
Come on, Pepper. Pepper.
Or just get the wipes.
There you go.
That's the Pepper we know.
Good old whore's bath.
Put some Bath and Body Works spray on me.
She's like, where's the bathroom at this grocery store?
Sanitizer and shit. There
you go. She opens up a bar of soap.
We're good to go. The hand sanitizer shower.
Rubbing those car things on you, those car air fresheners.
Oh, God. Everything I say about you is true.
Cherry.
Fucking hell, Wendy.
New car smell.
So I guess in retrospect, the kind of people that we attract as a group as a whole is pretty fucked up.
I think, yeah. It makes me wonder, like, are we the crazy ones? Are we the only normal ones? Because we attract,
I'm
like,
just
weirdos.
A dragon lady.
Like, I know I'm normal. When I want to be.
You're not even normal height.
Oh, whatever. I'm not a midget.
No, that's Jasmine's role.
You can't even pick up a can of soda with one hand.
I am simply an evil bitch that likes cute things. Thank you.
You sound like Hello Kitty.
Aww. She's cute, Hello Kitty.
Was that an Asian reference?
Yes, it was. Thank you, awesome. Jester. I wish we had a gong, like, dong.
See, I'm not dong. That high.
There you go. Or like abacus beads. Excerpts from Milan.
We should get a soundboard going where we have that.
Eddie Murphy.
It's just a bunch of different racist sounds for Pepper, and a segment that's titled, "Does That Make Me Racist?"
Of course it does.
Who's racist?
We're going to have a segment just for you called, "Does That Make Me Racist?"
I'm not racist. I just...
like when
it's
you
part of the racist oath. Like, that's the first thing they say.
Right?
I'm not racist.
I am not a racist.
And
it's just...
like when you thought when you thought the Asian lady in the supermarket wanted to eat your dog.
Okay, she was, like, eyeing me and my dog and mainly, like, looking and, like, oh, it's so cute, licking
her
lips.
Did she have
lips.
A fork and a knife in her hand, like, she was, like licking her lips or something?
She's like, oh, how old? How
was she
pounds?
Telling you, like, the last time I ate was like an hour and a half ago? I'm starving.
Like, usually you ask, oh, how old and is it a boy or girl? No, she asked how many pounds and shit. Like, come on.
Maybe she can't have kids. Maybe that's like, oh, look, that's a big baby.
No, she wanted to eat my dog.
Does that make me racist, ladies and gentlemen? Here
no,
we go.
No, it doesn't. Because if it was a black person, I'd still say the same thing.
What?
Wow.
Chinese or anything. They're looking at my
it's
dog.
Not
you
like
want to eat
were,
it.
You were holding a watermelon. What's wrong
it
with
was
you?
I know. That's what I was like. Why are you so hungry? Like, God.
Oh, my God.
It's like an appetizer.
All, I'm not racist. They could deep fry a dog, okay?
It's like a little appetizer.
That wieners. Well, that escalated quickly.
Very quickly.
Whatever, I'm not racist. My son's racist. He's like,
where do you think he gets it from?
Mom, there's a black guy. Lock your doors. Thank God. Wow. Not all of them are bad, son.
See, that's why we're going to have a segment called Does That Make You Racist?
And the answer for you, Pepper, is always going to be yes. Yes, it does make you racist.
I'm not racist.
Says the racist.
She's Mexican. She's Mexican. She can't help it. Like they're,
yeah,
like,
the most racist of culture is, well, like, yeah.
They set themselves up for
some
that.
Some of the most racist people I've ever met are white. They're like Mexican, too. I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, wow. You're a little
I'm
hardcore.
I'm Mexican, not Mexican.
Oh, we're not going to start with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yay, I'm Mexican. I made my own race up.
Oh, jeez.
Can't pick on me,
it's
huh?
Because neither
can't,
side
you got no won- race jokes for
Am
me.
Am I homo-sican or something? What is that?
Neither side wanted her.
Whatever.
She didn't have a choice. She had to make up her own race.
Neither wanted her.
They're no. Like, the fuck her. Nah, you can have her. Nope.
They all wanted
it's like
me.
The racial draft. And she was like, nope. No taker. She was the call the Kaepernick of.
Whatever. You want to be Texican.
Yes. Get out of my head. That is exactly what I want to be.
I know. So, what about you? What people do you attract?
Well. Short people.
Short? Are they mentally stable?
No. No. They're not. But
who is?
I mean, it makes it more fun that way.
We all got a little craziness.
At least the last one that I met was similar enough to me where, like, we're going to kind of hang out for a while and, like, you know, buy a house and stuff. And, that worked out, but I mean, before that, yeah, not so much.
There's a lot of crazy people.
That got kind of rough for a while. Like, whoa,
that dry patch.
Some of them were like super jealous, and it was really weird. Like, it was really awkward, and I got accused of a lot of stuff, even though
you only did half of it,
right?
Was that before or after the? Because, you know, they get crazier when you give them sex.
Like, what? Is it like a gremlin, like, after, like, you feed seriously? Them after midnight?
Well, like, I mean, like, yeah. I'm a mature adult, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I put out on the first date like anybody else.
I'm a mature adult. None of us are mature adults.
The first date? Wow. I don't even need a date. I just put out. No.
I know, but.
By date, he means McDonald's.
No, there's got to be at least some alcohol
put
involved.
Out after
I mean,
the
otherwise, then the whole guilt thing starts sooner than it should, and they want to stop halfway. And you know, you don't want them plastered, but you don't want them sobering up like in the middle either. You know,
true. You don't want them sobering up in the middle.
you know when the guilt kicks in, it should be when they're at their own house,
exactly,
you know, and not in my bed. But
I don't understand crazy people.
How do you not understand yourself?
I just don't. Because I'm not jealous crazy. I'm a good crazy. I'm a good crazy, okay?
Tell
I'm
me more.
I'm not bad crazy.
Said every fucking crazy person ever.
Seriously.
I'm the fun, stable crazy. I'm not the cuckoo crazy where you need to be locked up.
The court of law will be a judge of that.
Whatever the judge says, we'll kind of.
Well,
go
I haven't
have
been
with.
Locked up in a crazy home yet, so obviously I'm doing something right.
Yet. Is yet. The operative word of that.
I like how she says yet. That's awesome.
You can admit yourself, you know.
I am crazy. I told you I am crazy, but the good kind.
Batshit.
The kind she just want. Stabbed me. She just stabbed me.
He probably deserved it.
I noticed her boyfriend wasn't here, probably in the trunk of a car somewhere.
Tied up. She's all, it's called foreplay.
She goes, we got that Dom sub
well,
thing going
remember
on.
Remember that car I was telling you that was supposed to go through his window?
It finally went through the window.
Well, it was crazy. The other morning I woke up and there was a car. Just kidding.
Imagine that.
He's still alive.
She's all four now.
I still need him.
I still need him. But once his usefulness has expired, so will he.
I don't know yet. Right now, he has no expiration date.
She's like, oh, a little bit.
It hasn't turned to the left yet, so it's right now it's going good.
I don't want to be there when
he's
it turns.
He's freshly dead right now. He doesn't stink yet.
Right? He's on my good list.
Well, that's love, right?
Yeah.
And so here's another thing that Jasmine and I were talking about is how soon do you drop the L-bomb?
Oh, my God.
Right away, like confetti, like first thing through the door.
Right when
I love you. We just met. It's like a
reaction when I'm having sex. I just say it. And I'm like, oops, really? I didn't mean to say that. Like, don't take it that way. It's just hormones.
Wow.
I say love like people pop mints or put on chapstick. Yeah. It's a constant. Like,
like if they haven't told me
I do it at least
first,
3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah, in the heat of the moment, I'm like, I love you. And I'm like, oh, shit, did I say that? Like, now they're going to want to be committed.
So how long does it take for you to actually end up saying that, though?
Well, it just depends. Like,
dating it depends on the sex.
Well,
right? Depends on how deep he jams
well,
it in there.
Like, you know, like my little friend here says, first night, have sex. If it's good, I'm yelling, I love you.
Really?
You
yeah, like it just comes out. So I trained myself to say I lust you instead of I love you because I don't want to blurt that out no more. I don't want them getting the wrong idea.
Okay, so do they get scared away when you say it though too soon or what?
No, they're like, I love you too. <I'm> like, no, that's not what I meant.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you're done after this.
Right? They don't say it, but they say, like, oh, I love this about you. I'm all like, nice save.
No, like, yeah.
You look at him and say, thank you.
Well, usually, right? usually they tell me before. So I'm like the one like, oh, that's nice. Like, I can't give them a response back because I don't love them yet. And so,
you
in
know,
the,
I did like that whole Star yeah. Wars Han Solo, like, I love you, I know.
Aww.
And that's all I said. I was like,
I'm just
and
like.
And then they looked at me like, what? And I'm like, what? What the fuck? If you don't like Star Wars, then what the fuck are you doing here? Like,
I'm just like, that's, just my, that's really sweet. I'm sorry, but I don't feel the same. Like, that's really nice, though. I'll let you know when I'm ready, then I'll say it. But yeah, and then I blurted out during sex, and it's fuck. Mistake.
Retract.
They're like, she does love me. I knew she was holding it in the other day.
She was holding something in.
I don't know. I think I'm one of those people that kind of hold back. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you essentially wait until the other person says it, or do you say it first? Like, how does that work?
I say it first. I don't give any fucks.
I kind of test the water a little bit.
Do you? Okay, yeah. So you and I are probably more similar then.
I've never said it first.
I've said it first.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Was it awkward? Yeah.
I know. What was the response?
Thank you.
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're so kind.
You're awesome too.
They cried and then we fooled around in their car. So I don't know.
You got a crier?
Did they say it back?
Well, it was, mind you, in their defense, it was fairly early on. It wasn't like a first date, but it wasn't like we were like even officially together at this point.
Like dating at least a month or something?
Yeah, okay, we'll say that.
A week?
Longer than a week?
Oh my God.
We are still together, I will have you know.
So you clung on to him.
Real good. Real good. I weighed them down like
you're
no
like,
one's
you're
business.
You're going to tell me. You're going to tell me one day. I want to hear it back.
The last time I did it, I kind of let off with, I don't know, I like you more than I should. And that kind of.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Kind of opened it up from there.
Because then, like. Yeah, no, that's perfect, actually, because if you think about it, like, I like you more than I should, and then you kind of wait for their response if they say that that could potentially lead to, I love you. Oh, good, I love you, too. And then it's kind of like.
Well, I think you'd like.
Or they could be like,
Like, you would know when you're dating somebody, like, if you guys both feel it, like, I wouldn't say I love, like, I've never said I love you the first, but if I were to, I would say it when I know, like, I could feel like, okay, the other person loves me too, so I don't want to look stupid and be like, oh, thank you, ma'am.
Oh, from coming from someone who constantly feels stupid, I have no shame at all, so I will throw that word out like no one's business.
Right? It's okay.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Don't call it stupid.
Maybe I
just
need to, like,
silly.
Grow a pair of balls then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm over here like, okay, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to love somebody. Like, I really have to get to know you. I can't just, like, love you just because you say.
We've known each other for, like, 32 years, and she barely started loving me, like, last week.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I love you, man.
You're cousins, Jester, and you haven't ever told me you love me.
I know. I don't even tell my mom or dad I love them. I'm like, fuck you guys.
Oh, gosh.
But the dog, no problem whatsoever.
Yes. I love you,
the
baby.
Dog. What an asshole.
My son, just when it's good night. I know. It's like a... Good night. Love you. Bye.
Just as a reminder, don't put me in a home.
Yeah, seriously.
Love you. Good night, son. Now close those fucking eyes in 5 minutes.
Night, night.
Drink your Benadryl.
You need something to help you? Did you sneeze?
Ooh, someone's got allergies.
Yeah, every night. Especially Fridays. It's Benadryl Friday.
Mother of the year.
My niece named
it. Oh, my gosh.
She should start preparing her acceptance
speech
now.
There's trailer trash and heroin addicts who just be like, oh, no, 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 sweetie. You've got this. This is all
Well, that's why
you.
I was asking the bartender if there was a drink that I could make with Benadryl so it looks, you know, hey, son, we're having a drink together.
Pepper, that would be called incriminating.
Well,
this
seems like,
getting better and better. Like, this is why it's unscripted.
He's starting to catch on. Like,
you're going to have to start hiding it in his food now?
So I'm like, oh, let's eat dinner and have a drink and put it in a pretty glass. So I have to put some Benadryl in there. So
I'm waiting for the day I hear
She's making mocktails with Benadryl.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the day I hear this. Come over here and tell me if this smells like chloroform to you.
No way. Crazy.
She's all, hell no. Chloroform is expensive.
I don't want to kill him. Still need him around. Yeah. So
get that child support money,
exactly,
girl.
Exactly. Shoot. I'm going to court in September. I'm so excited, guys.
That means she gets a new purse.
No modification. Get that fucker. Thinks he's going to do me like that. Psh, better not show up to court.
He did you like that once. That's why you're going to court.
I know. It's like he trapped me. Like, you know how, you know, girls, they trap guys and I'm going to get her pregnant. Or I'm going to get pregnant so I can trap him. No, he trapped my ass. It got me pregnant and left. Like, what the hell? That's not fair. He pulled a fast one on my ass. He outsmarted me for once.
The one time.
Out of all the 8 years I fooled his ass.
Right?
Yeah.
And it just sucked. This is when it, like, really counted.
I know, right? Like, where
the one time.
Yeah.
The one
like,
time.
The one time I can't even get over or, like, look past. I have to just deal with it for 18 years.
Mother of the year. That should be in your acceptance speech, really. I have to deal with it for 18 years.
But he's the best mistake I've ever made.
I thought you said dyeing your hair blonde was the best mistake you've ever made.
No, I love being blonde. Going back to normal was the biggest mistake.
The blonde is fitting. The blonde is
fitting. Yeah. I don't know if I want to go back to black.
And yes, that is racist, what you just said.
What? My hair is naturally black.
Black. She's telling the truth. I have pictures from when we were little kids that show her natural hair.
Long black hair. Now I have short blonde hair.
Which I accidentally caught on fire once.
Yeah, whatever. He's such a jerk. That's why he got beat.
It wasn't intentional. I didn't know the stupid. Slapped. I didn't know your hair was that close to the stupid lighter.
I didn't realize it was that flammable.
It's because she put all that fucking hairspray in it.
Well, what did you think was going to happen? What were you doing with the lighter anyways in class?
I was bored. I don't know. I need to see what shit when you're high.
I'm going to tell your mom. Like, this is what he did to my hair.
She's like, she's more upset that he took her lighter. There it is.
Right?
God damn it. You know, I was trying to smoke yesterday. Exactly. Where the fuck is my lighter?
Try to spark it up before grandma picks me up.
Like my dad in the condom. Hey, thanks a lot. Could have used that yesterday when the girl was here. Hope you enjoy your grandkids.
Right?
No, but yeah, nobody's come knocking on my door yet, so I'm good.
It's been about 18 years, so even if they did.
Right? What? Like the first time it would have happened would have been like 15, so yeah, oh. No, I'm clear.
Yeah.
I'm good to go, unless they haven't found me yet, but I doubt it.
Well, you have multiple names, so I don't think they're going to find you. That's what I should have did. Changed my name. Oh, my God.
That wouldn't have worked. Your kid still lives with you.
Well, I would have put him on a doorstep or something.
She's tried.
Fire station.
Once again, just start working on your Mother of the Year acceptance speech now. I'm sure the Academy will be calling you soon.
Whatever.
So long as there's no more
I am Mother
family
of the Year.
So long as there's no more family movie nights at my house.
I'm a good mother.
Fuck Checker was nominated herself because she picked We're the Millers for family movie night, and it was the uncensored director's version.
Oh, why? You don't let the kids watch that?
Oh my gosh, what? Pepper.
Have you not seen We're the Millers?
Yeah, my son watches all every movie. Like, when I watch movies, he watches them. I just make them, like, turn around if it's sex scenes, but...
Oh, yeah, we didn't know. We had never seen this movie before.
Oh, yeah.
And we just saw Jennifer, like, we saw that Jennifer Aniston was in it, and I think we're in the middle of our Friends binge.
Yes.
And so we're like, oh, yeah, Jennifer Aniston. And I wasn't really paying attention when she picked the movie, and I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, yeah, this looked funny in the trailers. I kind of wanted to see it. It was fucking hilarious. That movie was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Totally not for the kids, though, especially not the uncensored director's cut.
Oh, it's not that bad. I mean...
Did you see the uncensored director's cut, or did you just see the one that they released in the theater?
No. I've seen it. It's not that... To me, what's bad about it? Like,
when the spider bit the guy's junk and they showed it?
Oh, yeah. I was like, that was you a few years ago, son, when you got allergic.
Oh, jeez.
The spider bit him in the junk?
Where was the Benadryl then, Pepper? Where was the Benadryl then?
I didn't know about his allergies then. It was 1 year. He was like three or four, and his, like, shaft just got really swollen. And I was like, oh, my God, what happened to you? So we were in the hospital for, like, 3 days, and they diagnosed him with, like, angioedema. I guess, like, it's an allergy. So, yeah, I was just like, oh. Now the nurse was, he was all showing his thing to the nurses. I'm like, no, don't be showing everybody that walks in the room. They don't want to see it.
Wait till you're in high school.
I was like, that's probably the only time it's going to look big.
Oh, mom burn. That's a mom burn.
If you're anything like your father.
That'll buy him at least 5 years on the couch.
Yeah, so.
And a 50 pack of fucking Kleenex tissue for you.
Seriously. No shit.
A week.
You know, you should be nicer to that kid. He's going to pick the retirement home that you end up in.
He's evil. I hope I die before I hit retirement.
I think you and him have the same hopes.
Oh, my God.
And probably his dad, too.
That's why he's like, Mom, you should stop smoking. Son, you should just leave me alone. When you move out, I'll stop.
Did you know your grandma lived to be 90 by smoking? No, by minding her own fucking business.
Right?
Yeah, like, so I, when I, it was, I kind of had the same thing with this fucking guy that worked at a convenience store. When Fuck Checker and I were first dating, it was I still had this fucking bank card that my ex-wife had made for us, and it had the stupid wedding picture on it. So one time, me and Fuck Checker are out, and I'm picking up the tab, and I put my card down, and the guy's like, "That's not your wife." I was like, I didn't fucking ask you.
Exactly.
I'm not here for a lecture.
You're getting fucking paid, so shut up.
Exactly. I'm like, just charge my shit and shut the fuck up.
You must not want a tip, motherfucker.
No shit, dude. All I told him was like, hey, bro, I didn't come here for a lecture. Just fucking ring me up.
Yeah, she's lost a lot of weight. That was when she was pregnant.
And now she's white.
Oh, that is racist.
I didn't say anything. See, you're racist too.
I'm Mexican. I have an excuse.
It must have been the school we went to.
With a bunch of other Mexicans.
Yeah, they were rude. They were evil. Those nuns and priests, they're very judgmental. Like, God doesn't judge. Why are you?
You know, right? You get caught with one girl in the bathroom and then, like, never again. Like, you're going to hell.
Jeez.
But, you know, when you get caught with a priest in a confessional, they promote you.
Right? Like, you're one step closer to God.
Getting there one knee at a time.
Oh, man.
I did it.
I'm like, those are the biggest sinners of all, priests. I think they work for Lucifer.
Which ones?
All priests. Even the Pope. All of the people that are in the Catholic Church, they're all sinners. And even the people, they're horrible. Judge me. Don't judge me. I'm not judging you.
You're judging them a little
bit. I don't fucking want to go to church. I don't have to. I pray at home. I pray on the way to fucking 7-Eleven that I don't get fucking hit by a car.
And it hasn't happened yet, right?
Right? Pray that I don't get in an accident after this fourth beer or whatever, Four Loko. God's always with me.
Four Loko.
I pray that I return and I don't kill my kid. Shit. God's always with me. I don't need to go to church. I have a rosary at home.
You can't make this up. It was quite the spectacle to see her while we were kids in church. It was.
Well, I was good until somebody traumatized me with the holy water, and then I just went evil.
And then they made her sit like right next to the teacher every fucking time we were there.
I gotta keep an eye on this bitch.
Every time she thought about like doing something stupid, they set another nun next to her.
Fuck, I burned more. Got hotter. Each nun they sent got 10 degrees hotter.
In terms of the whole L-bomb thing, I mean, I think I've said it first like a few times, and at the point it was, you know, a few like months into dating, so it wasn't so weird. I think the last time I said it, it was kind of like a couple weeks into it, but it was like thankfully it was a mutual thing. So it wasn't really that awkward. And so that's how I led into it, was with the whole, you know, I like you more than I should. And that was like mostly based on, you know, the circumstances and the situation at that time. So it kind of worked because it was like putting it out there, but not completely like, you know, putting it out there where if she wasn't feeling the same thing, I wasn't going to be getting laid anymore. So
okay,
right,
fair enough.
That's the line you have to not cross,
right? Like, I'll be crazy enough, but not to the point where you know, it's gonna
be
detrimental.
Exactly. Well, right. So, I love you, but I love me more. That's my saying.
That's what your tramp stamp says, right?
Yeah.
That it is.
That's a good way to go.
Hell yeah.
All right.
It's a paragraph tramp stamp. You all seen it. We've all read it.
It's a whole Bible verse in my term, my perspective.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us. It was another fun episode. I'm glad everybody was in the house tonight. And we're coming up in the last quarter of the season, down to the last six episodes after this one. This one was number 18. There's a few bonus episodes and mixed in here and there. And you're going to be able to look for more of the same coming in the second season. So don't forget to check us out. Again, Apple iPod, or was it Apple?
Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast. I'm still getting used to saying that instead of iTunes. Apple iTunes, Podcast.
Why?
Yeah.
They changed it?
Yeah, they changed. Yeah, they changed it. So now it's no longer iTunes. They're going with the. They separated the podcast stuff since it's getting so big now. We're also on Google Music Play, and go ahead and click on subscribe, and it'll alert you when we do post stuff. So if we decide just spur of the moment to post a show, bonus episode, we'll go ahead and upload it to the feed, and it'll go through and excuse me, and alert you that there's new content up. Look for new content coming up on the website. Jasmine and I have been putting some work on it, and so pretty soon we're going to have some new fun things to check out. Things about us, things that will let you get to know us better. So don't forget to check out the Facebook. It's Rice and Beans Podcast. Leave us some comments. Let us know what you think. So until next week.
I like my cookie with nuts.